You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of Through Gates of Splendor by Elizabeth Elliot. This book is read by Marguerite Gavin. This book is 272 pages long and is divided into 19 chapters and includes two epilogues. This recording was produced in 2005 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Tyndale House Publishers, USA. Originally published by Tyndale House Publishers in English as Through Gates of Splendor, copyright 1956, 1957, 1981, 2005, by Elizabeth Elliot. All rights reserved. Please visit www.hovelaudio.com and www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Through Gates of Splendor by Elizabeth Elliot. Give of thy sons to bear the message glorious. Give of thy wealth to speed them on their way. Pour out thy soul for them in prayer victorious, and all thou spendest, Jesus will repay. The parents of the five men have, in a very literal sense, fulfilled the words of this hymn. This book is dedicated to them. 1. I dare not stay home. The Santa Juana is underway. White stars breaking through a high mist. Half moon. The deep burn of phosphorus running in the wake. Long, easy rolling and the push of steady wind. It was hot in the little cabin of the freighter. Jim Elliot, who was later to become my husband, was writing in the old cloth-covered ledger he used for a diary. It was a night in February, 1952. Pete Fleming, Jim's fellow missionary, sat at a second desk. Jim continued, "All the thrill of boyhood dreams came on me just now outside, watching the sky die and the sea on every side. I wanted to sail when I was in grammar school, and well remember memorizing the names of the sails from the Merriam-Webster's ponderous dictionary in the library. Now I am actually at sea, as a passenger, of course, but at sea nevertheless, and bound for Ecuador. Strange, or is it, that childish hopes should be answered in the will of God for this, now?" We left our moorings at the Outer Harbor Dock, San Pedro, California, at 2:06 today. Mom and Dad stood together watching at the pier side. As we slipped away, Psalm 60, verse 12 came to mind, and I called back, "Through our God we shall do valiantly." They wept some. I do not understand how God has made me. Joy, sheer joy, and thanksgiving fill and encompass me. I can scarcely keep from turning to Pete and saying, "Brother, this is great," or, "We never had it so good." God has done and is doing all I ever desired, much more than I ever asked. Praise, praise to the God of heaven, and to his Son Jesus, because he hath said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I may boldly say, "I will not fear." Jim Elliot laid down his pen. He was a young man of 25, tall and broad-chested, with thick brown hair and blue-gray eyes. He was bound for Ecuador, the answer to years of prayer for God's guidance concerning his life work. Some had thought it strange that a young man with his opportunities for success should choose to spend his life in the jungles among primitive people. Jim's answer, found in his diary, had been written a year before. "My going to Ecuador is God's counsel, as is my leaving Betty, and my refusal to be counseled by all who insist I should stay and stir up the believers in the U.S. And how do I know it is his counsel? Yea, my heart instructeth me in the night seasons. Oh, how good! For I have known my heart is speaking to me for God. No visions, no voices, but the counsel of a heart which desires God." Jim's mood of the moment was felt by Pete. Pete was shorter than Jim, with a high forehead and dark, wavy hair. The two had learned to understand and appreciate each other long before, and their going to Ecuador together was, to them, one of the extras that God threw in. Pete, too,